What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of 2 regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning. Sorry, I have a frog in my throat. Good morning and welcome to Psychic View here live on Blog Talk Radio. Hey, so wanted to let you know I've been doing this program since 2003. And on Blog Talk Radio, I have close to 700 broadcasts. So it's really fun if you all remember when you called in to listen back to when you called in, because you can play any of the programs that I've broadcasted over the last, all these years. I've been on Blog Talk for 10 years, but any of those broadcasts over the last 10 years, you could actually see how things have turned out for you, which is very cool. So I'm going to go right to the callers. I have somebody here from the 512 area code. Hello, 512. Who's this?
Hello, Mona. This is Yvonne.
Hi, Yvonne. What's your question for me today?
I was wondering if you saw a relationship working out for me.
Do you have the first name of the person?
Delia.
Hold on. Let's see. So she's coming up reversed. So even though it may feel like things are going okay right now, where you're all in and you're the one that's willing to do the work, I don't see that she's all in. Because the way she's coming up is she's coming up reversed, and until she can actually show you that she's truly into making a relationship work with you, what I don't like about the way she's coming up here, Yvonne, is that she's coming up as someone that's keeping her options open.
Okay.
And here, and again, all I'm trying to tell you is that, you know, don't be buying a house with her. Don't give her a credit card.
No, I already have my house.
Good girl. Okay, all I'm trying to tell you is that what I keep getting about her is that because she doesn't have a real strong understanding of who she is, that she hasn't totally accepted herself, she can't accept someone that loves her. So this is not about you. This would be anybody right now. She is just not in a very mature place to literally hold on to a relationship. And you have to look at her as though she's got to prove to you that she's into it. You see what I mean? Because the way her card's coming up is that there's a part of her that doesn't think that she deserves real, true love.
I see.
So she will behave in sort of deal-breaker fashion. So she may do things that would be intolerable to you so that you end the relationship. It's a very passive-aggressive approach to things that she'll keep testing you with behaviors you know or she knows that you would consider deal-breakers.
That's true. She has done
so,
a few.
Yeah, so here's the thing. This is somebody that I don't think she's ready for a real relationship for at least 5 or 6 years. And
oh,
I don't want you to wait that long because you deserve to have someone that loves you totally for who you are. Because you're amazing. She's very unsettled and insecure.
Yes, I try to tell her that she was.
Right, right. But see, you're not supposed to be her mom. You're not supposed to be her psychologist. You're not supposed to be anything but her partner. But she doesn't act like a partner with you. She leans on you, and then this has happened before. She leans on you till she feels confident enough, and then she does something or just ups and leaves. And then you're scrambling,
yes,
going, well, what did I do wrong?
Mm-hmm.
See, you haven't
done anything
wrong, Yvonne. So all I'm trying to tell you is that you need to look at her as though she's got the attitude of about a 14-year-old. Still doesn't know what she wants to be when she grows up. Still doesn't know how to really be interdependent in a quality relationship. And the thing is that she keeps leaning on you. And you want someone that can stand on her own 2 feet. So I'm going to describe it this way. I want you to imagine a railroad track, right? The two ties that are equally strong, or the two rails that are equally strong, they're held by the ties that keep them at a certain distance. If there isn't space between the two equally strong rails, the train can't go. So this is not about someone collapsing herself into you to be in a relationship. It literally is, she has to figure out what she wants to do with her life. And you have to figure out if, once she does figure that out, if she's the one you want as a partner.
Okay.
The stronger you are about your rules, the more she's going to respect you.
Yes, that's happened. A few things have happened, and you're right about that. I have, I do have some rules, because I've been single for a long time, and I've set my ways.
Right.
And she's complained that I don't compromise, and I'm like, compromise with what? You know, I ask you, you know, if this
right.
is okay, do you like this? You know, I try to, you know, do my best to involve you with my thoughts.
Right.
And you agree, and then
you
go
to
complain.
Do what you want anyway. Right.
Yeah. Or, you know,
yeah.
She argues later. I'm like, hey.
Okay. So there's a little element of drama queen in her that if for her to be with someone that has her life in order and knows a certain level of discipline, that she's very drawn to that, but she's also very scared of it.
Yeah.
Because
a
firm household where you know what to expect, like dinner's at 6:30 every night, like we're going to binge watch the latest Netflix series we like. Okay, so a household that has a certain expectation is incredibly attractive to her, but she's scared of it. So she'd rather screw it up than actually cooperate with it. So, all right, Ivana, I got to go. Thanks for the call.
All right. Thanks, Mona. You have a great day.
Okay. You too. Bye. All right.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to go to one of my regular callers. Wendy.
Mona, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Okay, what's your question for me today?
Well, I'm still with the same employer.
That's good news.
I am. Yes, and miraculously, I'm doing pretty good.
Of course you are.
In this very. Well, thank you. So I'm still applying at other companies like Versant and Delta Dental and Bank of America for customer service or Kaiser. Will I get a new job next year, and will I be able to keep it for at least a year?
Okay, so here's the interesting thing. What I'm getting for you is that since things are going well at this job, why would you want to change jobs now?
Because the job itself is wearing on me. It's medical insurance. I'm very empathetic, and I sometimes can't help people to their expectations, and I feel bad.
Oh, okay, but you're going to get that at any other job.
Right, but this is medical insurance,
okay.
So I need
All
to
I'm,
change
yeah.
my work environment.
All I'm trying to tell you is that you have been all the years I've been talking to you, Wendy, you've always been someone that has a tendency to borrow trouble, right? My mom used to say, don't borrow trouble. So you've gotten through some icky supervisors where you are. You had to go through some gnarly computer training to get to where you are. You had to have some accommodations. You were in a car accident. All of these things have happened, all right, because there's a part of you that expects trouble, all right? Now, I'm going to switch tracks on you. If you want another job, you can have it. But since you're only a year away from collecting Social Security, I'm wondering why you just don't stay where you are for just one more year. Because your question to me, wait a minute, hold on. Your question to me about a year ago was, can I stay at this job till I retire? And I told you yes. So now that things are going well, or they're in a certain level of accord, you know what to expect now, you've worked the political environment around you, so you've got yourself in a sort of position of power where you are right now. Why would you want to go to another upsetting new change where you have to learn it all over again for just one more year? Just my question.
Very eloquently stated, I must say. It's because the medical insurance environment is wearing on me.
Okay, but see, okay, I guess the point I'm trying to make is that every insurance thing that you're actually talking about working for, Kaiser, Delta Dental, Emeritus, all of these different places are going to have the same baloney going on that you have now. But here's the difference.
Oh, yeah.
There will be a learning curve of you having to learn a whole new computer system. Sweetheart, you're
right.
In your 60s. It was very hard for you to learn this computer system. So why would you want to change into something that you're going to have to totally relearn and go through the same anxiety for 3 to 6 months when you don't actually have that anxiety now?
I'm in a different place. I've worked myself to a status where, if necessary, I could support myself with Social Security, but I want to get the max. That's why I want to continue to work. So I'm more willing to take a risk.
Okay, but you're saying that you're only looking to work one more year.
Right.
Okay, here's the thing. This says, by the way, these are the most positive cards I've seen for you in a long time, by the way. It literally says that you relaxing into whatever job you want, you can have it. And I don't mind you applying for all these other jobs, especially if they make you a few dollars more an hour. All of that's fine. But it's saying it's absolutely okay for you to stay where you are.
Okay.
Because here's the thing, and I'm going to say it this way. It's the devils you know versus the devils you don't know.
Uh-huh.
So See, you totally know what to expect where you are right now. By the way,
yes,
did you get money from that accident lawsuit?
Oh, you are so intuitive. Oh my God, Mona. It's to the point now where I am they want every it should be done. But I'm so mad at the chiropractor because he violated my HIPAA. He did a manual adjustment without my consent. And he was asking $1,400. It was cut in half. And I said, no, cut it down again. And now he's at $465. And I told my attorney, I don't feel right about giving him a dime. And the chiropractor won't budge. So, but I need the money now. For like dental help.
Okay.
But
okay.
I may go ahead.
I would.
But I'm going to send him an email.
All right. I have to let you go in a second here, Wendy. I would continue to refuse to pay the chiropractor since this is the chiropractor your attorney recommended.
Yeah.
Okay. And I would say to your attorney, this is the chiropractor you recommended, and because we have a lawsuit pending, I don't think that I need to pay him anything until the suit's settled.
Well, the suit is settled, and it was the previous attorney. So,
oh, all right.
But
well,
I am going to send
still
him an
don't
email.
Think, yeah, I still don't think that you need to pay that chiropractor anything. And basically, I would stop going to that chiropractor.
Oh, yeah, I did that a long time ago.
All right. I got to go, girl. But my recommendation is stay put. Stay where you are. All right, sweetheart. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Bye.
God bless.
Okay, bye. All right. I'm going to go to area code. Hang on a second. I'm going to go through this here a sec. I'm going to go to area code 980. Hello, 980.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Bonita. How are you, Mona?
Oh, hi, Bonita. What's your question?
My question is... I am currently in a relationship, and I'm wanting to know if it's going to go anywhere, or should I, just kind of keep my feelers out?
So one of the things that I want you to recognize about you is that you're a catch, Benita. You have all your ducks in a row. You have your crap together. You are a catch. And I really want you to remember that moving forward. You are awesome the way you are, all right? Having said that, the fella that's coming up in your cards is coming up as someone that is keeping his options open.
Okay.
So what I want you to do is the next time you're together, and as charming as you can be, I want you to say, by the way, I really have a nice time when we're together. But since we're not exclusive, I'm still seeing other fellas.
Okay. He kind of tells me that we are exclusive, but you're saying that no, we're really not.
Well, here's the thing. He's coming up reversed. So it's almost as if he's hedging his bets. See, I'm from Vegas, so I use gambling terms. Okay. He's hedging his bets. Right now, you're the only person he's seeing. But he's coming up reversed, which means if a lovely woman were to wander by and get his attention, he'd go out with her. And you know that, or you wouldn't have called me. I'm just validating your own intuition right now, all right? So you have one of my favorite cards in the entire deck in your reading. And in traditional tarot, it's called the Chariot. But in my deck, it's called Awareness, which is my whole vibe for how you actually conduct your meaning of life. Pay attention. That's my whole big thing. Pay attention, all right? But the key word on this card on my deck, and I use the Osho Zen Tarot deck, is awareness. Awareness is literally burning away the bullcrap to get to what's most important. So you could literally say, so, dude, I like you a lot. However, I'm not sure that I'm ready to be exclusive. So just want to let you know that I am going to date other guys. I'm not going to sleep with anybody, but I am going to date other guys.
Okay.
Now, when you say that, it'll be interesting to see his reaction. Mm-hmm. Because he's doing exactly the same thing. You might be the exclusive person that he's having intimacies with, but you may not be the exclusive person that he's that's got his interest totally.
Okay.
So here's the cool thing about you calling me is you get to define the relationship.
Okay.
Right? And when you define mm-hmm. it, he's either going to step up or he's going to go, you know, you're right. We get along real well. And, you know, I'm not going to slap you in the face with dating other gals. But, yeah, I'm still keeping my option open.
Okay.
And you know
well,
what? That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's why you
yeah.
date. But I want you to define it. I don't want you to put the power in his lap going, well, I want to make sure we're exclusive and that I can trust you. No, don't go there. Go
mm-hmm.
into, by the way, you're the only one I'm sleeping with, but I am going to see other fellas as friends.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah. The other thing about him is I just found out that he was separated from his wife, so he's not completely unmarried.
Ah, yeah. Well, whenever a guy comes up reversed in someone's cards, there's something not
mm-hmm.
quite kosher going on here. Because I actually think that the wife thinks they're still married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
he has a business.
Sweetie, don't be his booty call.
Yeah, gotcha.
All right, girl, gotta go. Thanks for the call.
All right. Thank you, Lana.
See ya. You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 973 area code. Hello, 973. Who's this?
Happy Saturday. My name is Tina. Thank you.
Hi, Tina. What's your question for me today?
Yes, I would like to ask about my relationship with my boyfriend, Sean.
All right, let's see.
Thank you.
Okay, so I want to tell you something. Sean is attracted to you because you tell him the truth. All right? In other words, what you see is what you get with you, all right? Now, here's the thing with Sean, though. He doesn't have a whole lot of direction or vision about what he wants to do with the future. So where you're pretty definite about where you want to be, say, in the next 5 years, I get him like a pinball in a pinball machine, that wherever the paddle is batting him to, that's what he does. So it's almost like he has a very short attention span.
Okay.
So here's the thing. Not a bad guy, all right? But here's the thing I worry about with him. Are you ready?
Yeah.
That once you help him get on his feet and help him find a direction, that he may not be loyal to you after that happens.
Oh, that sounds like another guy I just stopped talking to. That sounds like Trey. Oh, he's terrible like that.
Okay, but here's the thing, is I keep thinking that you attract the same kind of guy, where he's cute as heck, he's great in bed, he's charming, all of that's true, but that he doesn't have a direction for the future. And then you come along and you talk about what's important in life, and you make him feel like he's all that in a bag of chips, right? So then when he moves forward and finds something that he enjoys and has sort of a regular vision and can see his future where he can be promoted, right? Right? Well,
yeah.
What happens is then suddenly you're not good enough. That's what I don't like. Because according to your cards here, Tina, you're freaking awesome. By the way, anyone that calls my program is freaking awesome. I'm just telling you. It's a blanket statement because I believe that the people that are meant to find me will find me. So I'm telling you, you are awesome, right? Now,
thank you.
I just don't want you to be with a guy that is with you for your awesomeness and the fact that you are lover, sister, mother, psychologist, life coach, all of those things. And then they get their life in order and then suddenly you're not good enough. Okay? I just want you to be careful of that with this current guy.
Well, that's the other guy. I just started talking to Sean. We just started talking a week ago, so that's the other guy, Trey. That's
okay.
What I did,
so
100%.
So the thing you want to validate with Sean is you want to validate that he's got a really strong career path ahead of him before
he's
you let your heart go.
Yeah, he's a lawyer. Yeah, he's very focused.
Perfect. Then I'm okay with that.
Yeah, he's much
I'm
better.
Okay
oh,
with
God,
that.
I have to clear the energy then if you, because you just described the other one to a T. I have to break the energy.
Yeah, you do. Just that's okay. Write him a goodbye letter. And then at the bottom of the letter, I release this relationship for the one that I deserve. Sign your name and burn it.
I'm going to do that right now. Thank you.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call, Tina. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.